This is The Driver's Seat for Kubota. Together, we are building Australia.
Great to have your company on The Driver's Seat. Right now, it's time for our feature interview for IMAR Insurance. The tradies, mate. Call 13-IMAR.
From Penrod Racing, third place today for Davey Reynolds.
Where does Davey drop in? And he comes from the top. David Reynolds, superstar.
Now, you know what, gents? We don't often chat to reality TV show stars here on The Driver's Seat. But as of March 31st, so this week, on Fox Sports, we're going to be seeing one of the newest stars of reality TV, and that is, of course, David Reynolds, because the Inside Line, a season with Erebus Motorsport, premieres 7 p.m. on Fox Sports. It's even over in New Zealand on Sky NZ.
Oh, so, is it? Fantastic. Oh, that's sick, bro.
Outstanding.
So Greg Murphy and Russ will be able to watch it as they're in quarantine, but... Welcome back to The Driver's Seat, at the one and only David Reynolds.
Amazing introduction. You played my favourite song. So good. King of Wishful Thinking, that's me.
What was that? Was that from Pretty Woman?
I don't watch TV like you, mate.
The other thing I noticed during that package there, Nimsy, was that people call Dave Reynolds Davey. When did that happen? When did you become Davey Reynolds?
I think that's all Mark Skate's fault. I think he sort of coined the phrase or gave me the nickname, and then everyone obviously just kept saying it on the telecast, and everyone else just rolled with it and never asked me if I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Well, honestly, we will be the ones. Are you okay with Davey, David Reynolds?
To be honest, I've been called much worse by people that love me, so I'm okay with it.
I just call him Reynolds. You can't go wrong.
Yeah,
Reynolds.
It's better than what I get, you know.
Same.
I get a lot of harm.
Mate, tell us about this. Tell us about what we're about to see on Fox Sports, The Inside Line. How was it having cameras jammed in your nose for the whole of season 2019? And do we see some dead set blow ups? Like, does Barry Ryan absolutely lose his brain at some stage? Has that been captured?
Well, first off, The Inside Line, they should have called it The Outside Line because we're all outcast, I think.
Fair call.
Yep. Like, that's not a bad one. I've just come up with it then.
Well done, mate. Good job.
Honestly, yeah. it felt like normal, like, because over the race weekend, you do a lot of interviews and stuff. So they kind of just followed you around with a camera and you were mic'd up all the time, and they probably had to do a lot of editing back in the edit room because, you know, mechanics' language is quite bad and my language is quite bad, and our whole team's language barrier is, you know, it's summed up in three words and a lot of F's, C's and S's, I think. So
fish and chips.
They had to do a lot of editing. Sorry?
A lot of fish and chips.
Yeah. Well, it's like, have you seen the season two of
Drive to Survive,
Netflix.
Gunter Steiner.
Oh, yeah. It's such a good show.
Isn't it what? I'm taking that you didn't walk along and did a Dan Ricardo and say, well, Supercars TV's a bunch of
chips.
Just C-bombs. I probably said much worse. But it's just up to them whether they make me want to look bad or not. But, you know, I don't really care.
Did you miss,
I wish they just played everything because, there's a lot of emotion in it. A lot of, you know, last year was a lot of lows, not many highs. So, you know, it goes through a massive rollercoaster the whole year. And, yes, Baz, I think they're going to call him Barry Raging Ryan at the end. That's his, like, fight name, Raging Ryan, I think.
The Raging Bull.
Stellar performances.
Did Tahan give you a few tips on before the reality TV show set in? Because she's the reality TV star in the family.
Yeah, she is actually. No, I never spoke to her about it at all.
Well, we think just being yourself is entertainment enough. So,
thanks, boys. Well, I can only ever beat myself. A zebra can't change its stripes.
But, mate, you've got a lot going on because even though we're in this hiatus moment of not actually racing, you're obviously looking after your health and doing all that kind of stuff. But you've been really busy. You've got Curve the Rage. You've got Below the Bonnet going on as well. You're no doubt going to – you've signed up for the Supercars Esports Cup. So you're a busy guy even though we're not racing.
Well, I always take a lot on in my life just for something to do because, I don't know, I tend to think too much. Bad thoughts if I sit there and do nothing, so I've got to keep busy. But the esports thing's happening. Like everyone knows what I think of them. I'm not the best at them, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun if I can enjoy myself with it. And you know, there's obviously I'm not going to win races, so I'm going to make a show of it, of course. And I'm probably going to get lapped at one point. So, they're going to come up to lap me, but they won't be allowed to lap me because I'll.
Is there going to be a DSO?
I don't care.
That's so good.
That's so good.
That is so good.
Probably R2-D2 or what? What's that? C-3PO.
C-3PO.
Really I'm watching nice it one. Just for Dave. I'm watching it just
you and
just
I are in
Dave
the same
does.
Boat, Dave, because I'm doing the ARG
Esports
Cup.
Oh, the TCR one, yeah.
The TCR one. So your teammate this year for the Pertec Enduro Cup is Will Brown, and he's
Will Brown. Yeah,
yep, he'll be in there. And the good thing is that I'm going to fence him just as hard as anybody else. and the good thing about that is that there's no power to weight ratio in the esports, which is really good. It's on my side. So,
but you can always have better computers and better internet connection. There's always excuses you can come up with. But like, it's kind of funny that they've given us like. They've put us all on the same platform, given us like a race, you know, inverted commas to do, and there's no consequence for crashing. It's kind of funny.
How good.
Did you have a sim, Dave? Like, did you actually have a sim at home?
Myself and Dan Gaunt had one like probably 10 years ago for maybe a couple of months, and we played it like twice and just packed it in. It was not for us.
So what do you do We'd now? Rather like, go what to do you do with this
drink.
One?
We go to the pub and drink beers instead.
Play Daytona. So how are you going to compete on this? Have you got a sim coming to the house, or are you heading out to Erebus HQ and going to jump into their monster of a thing?
Well, I think I've got to have one at my house because, you know, in case, well, we're probably all going to go down a lockdown soon, so I won't be able to leave. And going to the workshop to drive a simulator doesn't count as an essential. So they're trying to set me something up in my house at the minute. I think Supercars is sending us all people that don't have anything, something to sort of get us by.
Do you get to keep
I'm
it at the
sure
end?
I'm not sure what they are. I don't know. I hope not because I've got no room in my house.
Well, you can send it up here, and I'm sure Maddie would love it. But you've
better be fat size so
yeah,
I can get
yeah.
into it.
You're in an apartment way up in the top level. So don't let it. Just lock them out. They won't be able to get up there to get it.
Just lock them out.
Yeah. Just put it in
you can come get it when I'm done with it. I'll give it to you free of charge. I'm probably borrowing one anyway, so I'm going to have to give it back.
Mate, it's been the talk of last year, the off season, and all that kind of stuff. So we're probably rehashing a little bit, but I don't think we've had you on the show since you signed your record deal, which now makes you Decade Dave, signing in for the 10 years at Erebus. Take us through that because, as I say, you haven't been on the show. So take us through that. How did all that come about? And are there performance clauses in there for the both of you to pull the pin if you go off the rails or if the team goes off the rails or whatever and you don't have to enjoy each other's company for a decade?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, every contract you do has performance clause bases and everything like that and out clauses and all that. But when I sat down and thought about it, you know, I could have gone to other teams, but what would I achieve and why would I do that? And when I sat down and thought about it, you know, I have a lot of fun with the boys I've got now. I've seen them grow from basically the worst team in pit lane to, you know, a high-performing team, possibly could be one of the best teams in pit lane, and and I've been along that journey along the way, and I'm going to try and help them get to the top of the ladder at the end of it, well, as soon as I can, really. But you know, I always say play long-term games with long-term people, and most of the people in that team are people I want to have around for the long term. So you know, it's also all about compound interest, I suppose, where you know, the longer you spend with people or your team or your crew, your relationships or whatever it may be, the more you get out of it and the easier it becomes in the end. So, you know, as long as as long as we have the same goals, I think we'll do the same job and continue to get better.
I obviously know you quite well, and everyone knows that you got quite a good relationship with your engineer Al McVane. He's an integral part of you, and I know that. But is that something that then you had to deal with the team to say, if I'm going to stay around for this long, he's got to be there too? Is he a part of your deal?
He's not really written into the deal, but you know, I think there's a sort of unwritten line that, you know, hope he doesn't go at the end of the day, because you know, he's, you know, in my eyes, he makes my car go fast and slow during the weekend, and I rely on his expertise to make myself do well. So
you always get and have some really good relationships with you know, like I had quite a few over the time. George Commons was one that you know, I really enjoyed the time with. He's now been Rick Kelly's engineer for quite a number of years. So, yeah, you do get that relationship and that rapport, and then they understand what you like and be able to read you to know when to ask you stuff and when to maybe leave you alone,
exactly.
And all that sort of stuff.
Myself and Al have such a good relationship that, you know, I'll come into the garage in the practice session, and he could tell how the car is by my face, my eyes, and how I'm looking at him, like whether it's good or bad, whether we need to do a lot of work or whatnot. But his demeanor and everything is so calming, and he's so intelligent that it just makes my job so much easier. And you need someone like that on your side, especially when there's so much high intense pressure going on a race weekend.
So do you leave it for when you come in from a session? Because if you look at Fox Sports and their radio days, we never hear Dave Reynolds blowing up, whereas you hear Rick Kelly blowing up and you hear a few of the other guys blowing up. Do you talk much on the radio to your guys, or do you come in after, not during a race, but after a practice or a quali, do you come in and that's when you do your debrief, or are you good for blowing up on the radio at times as well?
Nah, like I'm pretty good. Like my thought process is, what can they help me with when I'm out there racing? There's not much they can tell me, you know, that I already don't know. So there's no point in me whinging about something about the car or someone in front of me or behind me or whatnot, or some situation that happened on the track. I try and give them, you know, the most information I can, but you know, I try and remove the emotion from it. So when you start showing too much emotion, I think that's a bit of a sign of weakness, especially in our sport, because you know, it can cloud your judgment and make you look probably worse off than what, or make the situation worse than what it actually is. So I try and remove that as much as I can. I try to be like Wing Cup, because you know, he's like a Jedi. He's got no emotion, but he's really smart. That's probably why he's won so much.
So, Dave, where to from here? What's on your daily do list now while we're in the shutdown mode until hopefully we start racing again? And they're saying June at this stage. What does a day in the life of Dave Reynolds look like?
To be honest, not a hell of a lot. I get up whenever I want, watch some TV. I try and not watch a lot of the news because it's so depressing. I don't know, muck around, play a bit of Fortnite with my cousins on PlayStation, and watch a little movies, do a bit of work, clean the house, make dinner, go to the supermarket. Yeah, that's my day. I can still train outside, so I go for a run or ride.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, and none of us know exactly what's going to happen, but at least we can get online, have a good laugh, and watch some iRacing on the internet, and watch some of these guys have a good crack at doing what they probably don't normally do on the track.
Don't worry about that. I'll be turning up the fun factor.
That's what we like. That's why we love you, Davey. But, mate, thanks so much.
Because I can't win.
you can still give it a red
hot. I can crash into everyone in front of me and then win. And then technically I won. Well, I could win.
You know what it'll look like? It'll look like a NASCAR race if you do that. Because you can do that in real life NASCAR. You can just take someone out and press on if you don't hit your own car.
Yeah, that's right.
So
they've got 70 cars back at the workshop, so
that's right.
Line out. That's right.
David would be heaps faster if he didn't use his Commodore 64 joystick to race it.
Dave, we really appreciate you jumping on the driver's seat, mate. We always love getting you on board. And remember, too, that Dave stays fit with the great people at Max's Protein. It's Australia's best premium proteins. And of course, below the bonnet, you can get it on all the places where you find your podcast. And they do it thanks to Penrite and Ryko Filters as well.
Look at that plug, Davey.
Well done, boys. Where's the
sound plugging? I do my best, Dave. You always look after me. And don't forget to like Dave's Facebook page to curb the rage. Do you still have any of those chill air fresheners there, Dave?
Yeah, we've probably got about 15,000 left, so there's plenty to go around.
Just a few.
There you go. Give the Curb the Rage page a like and check it out, and make sure you keep your ears on the Below the Bonnet podcast. Davey, absolutely love you getting on board, big fella.
No,
and hopefully we could have a steak sometime soon as well.
Yeah, when stuff opens back up again, let's go hang out.
Sounds like a plan.
Social distancing. Decreasing, what's another word we can come up with?
Social increasing.
Yeah. Social increasing, yeah.
All right, David, we'll let you go, big fella. Thanks,
Crazy people. Thanks, boys.
David Reynolds was our feature interview. Thanks to Imar Insurance, the tradies, mate. Call 13-IMAR or visit imar.com.au. This is The Driver's Seat. Thanks to Kubota, Building Australia.